Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't want to take too much time, so y'all bear with me. I do have something on my mind and heart, and if you would, please turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This should be a very familiar psalm to us. It's a psalm of praise. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, I've heard some people say, "Well, I can't sing because I don't have a good voice. You know, I don't add anything to the singing." Brothers and sisters, if our heart is in the right place, if we're thinking upon whom we need to be singing praise to, that's a joyful noise. It's acceptable praise. We can bring forth that acceptable praise. So he says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." He says, verse 2, "Serve the Lord with gladness." With gladness. We should be glad to be in His service. Amen. Don't you just think about if you go to like a restaurant or something like that, and your waiter or waitress, they come up and they're just doom and gloom. They just slap the thing down. So what do you want? You know, it's just, you don't feel very welcome, do you? You don't feel like they're going to do the best job they can. Brothers and sisters, that's where we need to be. We need to be serving the Lord with gladness for everything He's done.
Amen.
This book is filled with what He has done for us. So yes, we should make a joyful noise unto Him and serve Him with gladness. And then it says, "Come before His presence with singing." Brethren, if we are serving Him with gladness, and we know what He has done for us and is continuing to do for us, our heart will be filled with His love and we can just be bursting forth and singing. In verse 3, it says, "Know that the Lord, He is God." That's what we need to stop and think first. Know that He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. If you think about the sheep and pasture and everything, but the Lord has given us, the Lord gives us the very best. The very best. And if we're serving Him with gladness, brothers and sisters, we'll be able to see that better. We'll be able to see that good pasture that we can go and be comforted and be filled. And then verse 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving." This time of year, especially towards the end, we start to think about that Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of people think of, especially in this country, that all they think about at Thanksgiving is eating that turkey or ham or whatever and just getting full, watching football and going to sleep. Brothers and sisters, we need to be a thankful people. We need to have a Thanksgiving heart. And if we go back to the first, make a joyful noise in the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, knowing that He is God, not we ourselves. Brothers and sisters, that's going to help us be more thankful. So enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. It is so important. And be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. Verse 5, "For the Lord is good." Isn't the Lord good? God is good. You know, that's not an understatement. I mean, you know, it's just, He is good. He is all that is good. If there's any good, it is from Him. And it is of Him. We're not good. I'm not good. But by the grace of God, He's made us accepted in the Beloved. And it's only by the work, the finished work of Christ, that I can claim that. So for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Everlasting. Aren't you thankful? His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. All generations. We don't have to worry about His truth fading. I don't have to worry about my little girl growing up and a God that just forgets and forgets about her and turns His truth away. No, His truth endureth through all generations. So, because we know everything He's done for us, We can read of everything he's done for us, daily loading us with benefits, blessing us with good days and sunshine and rain when we need it. There's just blessing upon blessing upon blessing. We live in this great country. It's just blessing upon blessing upon blessing. So again, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, keeping in mind that he is God, not me. He is God. He's the one I need to be praising. And enter into his gates always with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Give unto him thanks for everything. Have a thankful heart. Have a heart that is filled with his love, wanting to enter into his gates, enter into his house where we can sing his praises and bless his holy name. So, brothers and sisters, we need to keep this in mind. His truth endureth through all generations. It's not going to fall. It's never going to falter. It's never going to go away. His truth is forever. Now, that's something we can get behind, isn't it?
Amen.
This world is fleeting. Man's word is fleeting. I can promise you something, and tomorrow I may have to break that promise because I can't see the future. I don't know what's about to happen. Brethren, we can sing praises and be thankful unto the one who knows and holds the future. So I thank you for the song service we had this morning. It sounded like a joyful noise to me. And let's keep our hearts and minds upon the one that we need to be making acceptable praise unto. And please continue to pray. And if you will, go with me to prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, we